Pandavas were gone, after they left and left the city, then Dhritarashtra became very much absorbed in anxiety. So thinking of the dangers that awaited his sons, then he could not be peaceful. So sitting in his room and thinking for some time, then he called for Vidura. So when Vidura came, then Dhritarashtra asked him that, "I'd like to know what were the Pandavas doing, how they left the city, and what was Draupadi doing, and also Domya, their priest." So Vidura replied that Yudhishthira walked with his face covered by a cloth. Bhima was looking at his mighty arms. Arjuna was scattering sand as he was walking. Sahadev smeared his face with dirt. And Nakula covered his body with ashes. And then Draupadi followed them with her, face bathed in tears and her hair disheveled. And Domya, he was walking in front, carrying blades of kusa grass and chanting fearful mantras from the Samaveda relating to Yamaraj. So intrigued by this description, then Dhritarashtra inquired further, what was the meaning? Why did they, what was the meaning of these various moods that they were manifesting? So he said, although that, he's speaking to Dhritarashtra, that his sons, with foul means, had cheated him of his kingdom. Yudhishthira did not deviate from the path of righteousness. So therefore he covered his face, thinking, "I should not disturb the citizens by looking at them, in my angry mood." So Bhima was walking out of the city and stretching his arms, looking at his arms, thinking none can equal him in strength. And he was thinking he should do something to his enemies that are worthy of his arms. So Arjuna, who could draw the bow with both hands, then he was scattering grains of sand, thinking of this is how he's going to shoot so many unlimited arrows at his enemies. And Sahadev covered his face with dirt, thinking no one should recognize me in this time of calamity. And Nakula covered himself with ashes, thinking I should not steal the hearts of women as I walk on this highway.
Hogy azért teszem ezt, hogy terem olyan, mert a nőknek a szívén közben ezen a széles úton jár.
So hearing of Arjuna and Bhima's, their anger, then Dhritarashtra became even more fearful for his sons. So Dhritarashtra listened with concern as he, as Vidura continued his description. And so the chaste Draupadi, then walking, in a single piece of cloth with her hair, in disarray, due to Dushasana's, touch. So she was thinking that the wives of those who have put me in this condition, then in 14 years from now, then they will also be in this condition. Right, after they will enter the city by the same road after coming back from the river, having offered oblations to their dead relatives. And then he was explained that Domya, he was holding kusa grass with tips pointing to the south. Right, uttering the mantras from the Samaveda. And he was thinking, when all the Kauravas have been killed, then their priests will be chanting these same mantras for their funeral. And he also explained how that the citizens of the city were crying very loudly and were criticizing the Kuru leaders. Right, and while the brothers were leaving, then everybody saw the evil omens that were happening. Lightning was flashing from a cloudless sky, and the earth trembled. Meteors fell from the sky, and the sun was eclipsed. And vultures and ravens then shrieked from the temples. Right, and jackals were making their sounds in all directions. So Vidura said, all these sounds then portend to the destruction of our race. So this is only the result of your evil activities. So when Vidura said this, he was looking at Dhritarashtra, who said nothing but just sat there wringing his hands. So just at that moment, then Narad Muni, along with other great sages, then appeared in front of Dhritarashtra. So he said, so Narad Muni addressed Dhritarashtra and said, 14 years from now, due to the fault of Duryodhana, Bhima and Arjuna will destroy the Kauravas. So after saying this, the Narad Muni rose up in the air along with the other sages and disappeared. So all the Kurus were gripped by fear because Narad Muni's words could not prove to be false. Right, so seeing that war was inevitable, then Duryodhana, Karna and Shakuni, they approached Drona. right, to offer him command of the army. So Drona said, the Brahmins have said that the Pandavas are of divine origin. And therefore cannot be killed. So out of fear of those great heroes, you have sought my shelter. And I cannot refuse. Destiny is supreme. I shall do everything in my power to protect you. So even though the Pandavas are allied with Drupad, whose son was born to kill me, thus I too must be about to die. O Kurus, you should enjoy life to your fullest. Offer sacrifice, give charity freely. Because at the end of 14 years, a calamity will overtake us all. So Drona spoke in Dhritarashtra's hearing. So the old king, he became more and more anxious as he thought of all the injustices that had been performed under his sanction. So now his son had everything that he wanted. But how long could it last? So enmity with the Pandavas would be dangerous even for the demigods. So Dhritarashtra's mind went back to the day when Duryodhana was born. He was thinking, why had he not listened to Vidura's advice? So even then, his affection for his son had overpowered all judgment and reason. So now he was about to face the consequences of his sentimental weakness. So the king called for Sanjaya, his secretary. So although a charioteer and Shudra by birth, he was the disciple of Srila
Vyasadeva.
And he was the friend of Dhritarashtra. So many times he had made Dhritarashtra peaceful by his advice. So when he arrived, he saw the king was sitting with his head bowed. Sighing repeatedly. And with a, slight, how do you say, you understand, wry smile. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a I told you so smile. Then the charioteer said, O king, now you have gained the wealth and sovereignty of the whole world. Why do you grieve? So Dhritarashtra said, who does not have something to grieve for who has to meet the Pandavas as enemies in battle? So Sanjaya spoke frankly. He said, this is your own fault, my dear king. You have created a hostility that will now destroy the world. So although Bhima, Drona, and Vidura condemned Duryodhana's actions, he had the chase, Draupadi, dragged into the assembly.
És ha már Bhishma, Dura és Vidura elfélkezte az igazságtalanságot, Duryodhana mégis megparancsolta, hogy vonszolják oda a gyülekezetbe Draupadit.
And she was cruelly insulted.
És őt kegyetlenül megsértették.
So why did you not check him then?
Miért nem akkor akadályoztad meg őt?
Surely the gods deprive a man of his reason when it is near to his destruction.
És a félistenek azok megfosztják az embert a józan eszétől akkor, amikor közeled a pusztulásra.
He sees everything in a strange light. So what is right seems to be wrong, what is wrong seems to be right.
Ami helyes, az helytelennek tűnik a számára, ami pedig helytelen, az
helyesen. So, yes, because of his being polluted by, his mind being polluted by sin. So sitting alone with his charioteer, then he listened. And feeling very sorry. Because he knew that what Sanjay was speaking was true. So Sanjaya continued. By dragging the chaste and ascetic daughter of the Pandavas into the assembly, then the Kauravas brought upon themselves complete destruction.
Amikor az erényes és tiszta Pandavák, az erényes és tiszta feleségét bevonzolták a gyűlésterembe, akkor a Kauravák azok elvesztették minden jámosságukat.
Because it is said in Manu Samhita that if a chaste woman is insulted, then not only the person who is insulted, the chaste woman, but his whole dynasty will just be destroyed.
Ezt a manuszolgat, aki kijelenti, hogy amikor egy erényes úr megsértenek, vagy bántalmaznak, akkor nem csak a sértő ember fog elpusztulni, hanem a sértő embernek az egész dinasztiája.
It will just completely evaporate like magic.
A dinasztia semmivé válik, mint egy varázslatra.
So referring to this, then Sanjay was speaking.
Sanjay utalt erre, miközben beszélt.
Yeah, so then Sanjay continued that who else but the wicked Duryodhana and his, you know, sinful allies could drag the divinely born daughter of Drupad into this assembly. Right. Draupadi was not born of any mother. She was born directly from the fire. Right. When they were doing the sacrifice, then the priests, when the souls who were there in the fire were ready, then they called for the queen.
A papok, akik bemutatták a lázatot, amikor látták, hogy a lelkek, akik ott vannak a tűzben készen állnak, akkor hívatják a királynőt.
But since the queen was not present, then the king asked them if there's no other way that they can bring forth these souls.
És mivel a királynő nem volt jelen, ezért a király megkérdezte tőlük, hogy nincs-e valami más mód arra, hogy előhívják ezeket a lelkeket.
So then chanting some mantras, and then Draupadi, the priest chanting some mantras, and Draupadi rose straight out of the fire.
Right?
So he's referring to how you can bring such a woman out into the assembly like a common maidservant and insult her. So, and then she had to see her husband's, you know, then bereft of their royal dress and their prowess and reduced to the point of slaves. So bound by ties of virtue, then they were unable to do anything, but you shall see their prowess in the future.
Right.
So Dhritarashtra's voice, you know, faltered as he said that Draupadi's glances, you know, could consume the whole world. So what chance is there for any one of my sons to survive? So he said all the Kuru women headed by Gandhari, when they grabbed Draupadi, then they all started to cry. So even now they are still crying along with the subjects. And then enraged that with Draupadi's persecution, now the Brahmins refuse to do any sacrifice. And we see fearful omens all around the kingdom. So it seems our destruction is near at hand. So surely all-powerful destiny, so surely all this is in the hands of all-powerful destiny. So then after some hearing, you know, discussing these things for some time, then Dhritarashtra dismissed Sanjaya. And he sat alone in the chamber at night. Then again, you know, with the gambling match again and again, going through his mind. So the Pandavas, they left Hastinapur through the northern gate, accompanied by a number of servants. So as they were leaving, then so many crowds of people, then they came around and they were openly criticizing the Kuru elders. So they were saying, when the wicked Duryodhana aspires for a kingdom, then ourselves, our families, our wealth, our homes, everything is lost. So ruled by that sinful person, then, and aided by other sinful persons, then how can there be any prosperity for us? How can we find any happiness? So then they said, let us follow these, you know, the saintly Pandavas into the forest. So some of the citizens then approached Yudhishthira and said, so you're going to leave us behind? So he said, we were all distressed to hear how, you know, you were all left in the fort. I mean, you were defeated by sinful means. So can we not, you know, go with you to the forest? Said, we do not wish to meet with destruction at the hands by being ruled by a sinful king. So by such association we'll be polluted with sin. But whereas by associating with you we'll be uplifted to the highest platform of virtue. So Yudhishthira folded his palms and said, you know, surely we are blessed. So as the people in general, along with the Brahmins at their head, then they credit us with qualities that we don't have. So he said that I myself, along with my brothers, would request that you do one thing, you know, out of your love for us.
És hogy én is a fivéreim mind arra kérünk benneteket, hogy tegyetek meg nekünk egy dolgot az irántunk érzett szeretetből.
So the king, along with Bhishma, Dev, Vidura, and Queen Kunti, their mother, and their other friends, then they are all there in Hastinapur.
Hogy a király Vidura, anyán Kunti és a összes barátai mind ott vannak Hastinapurban.
So please stay in the kingdom, you know, deal with them nicely. This will make me happy.
És kérlek, maradjatok a királyságban, és viselkedjetek velük szépen, és akkor az már boldoggá tesz
befelé. Right, so the citizens were very unhappy, but, you know, with Yudhishthira's order, then they went back into the kingdom.
És az alattvalók azok nagyon boldogtalanok voltak, de Yudhishthira parancsára visszamentek a királyságba.
Thinking only of the Pandavas.
De csak a Pandavákra gondoltak.
So when the citizens were gone, then the Pandavas then ascended their chariots.
És amikor a polgárok eljöttek, akkor a Pándavák felszálltak a szekerekre.
And then moved towards the north.
És észak felé menték a Kisita.
So at twilight, then they arrived at the bank of the Ganga.
Akkor megérkeztek a Ganges partjára.
And found a great banyan tree called Pramana.
És akkor találtak egy nagy banyanfát, amit úgy hívtak, hogy
Pramana. Yes. So then they decided to spend the night there. So they got down from the chariots and took bath in the Ganga. So as darkness was falling, then many Brahmins who had followed the Pandavas then lit their sacred fires to perform their evening yajnas. So all these fires then cast an orange glow into the night. So then all the sages sitting around chanting their mantras, then that created a soothing atmosphere for the Pandavas. So surrounded by all these great saintly persons, then again, the Pandavas then shone like the celestials in heaven. So in the morning, then the Pandavas prepared to leave for the forest. When they sat before the sacrificial fire, chanting auspicious mantras, offering prayers. And then they asked the Brahmanas to bless them and allow them to leave. So Yudhishthira spoke. He said that we've been robbed of our kingdom, wealth, and everything else we possess. So we will not be able to maintain you, as is our duty as kings. In the forest, we'll have to subsist on fruits and roots. The forest is also filled with all kinds of dangerous animals and serpents. So he said, you should return to Hastinapur. So the suffering of the Brahmins can overwhelm even the demigods, let alone ourselves. So Yudhishthira told them that he did not wish to be the source of their anxiety. So the Brahmins' leader Shaunaka, then he replied. This would be the same Shaunaka Rishi that was at Naimisharanya. So he said, O king, we will go with you. So do not be anxious how we will survive. We'll take care of ourselves. We'll collect our own food. And we will take great delight in the ascetic lifestyle. So by our prayers and meditations, we will do you good. And we will keep you entertained with our recitations from the Holy Scriptures. So he said, Yudhishthira says, I do not doubt that it must be as you say.
He
said, I am always happy to be in the company of the Brahmins. But now I am destitute. My brothers are, in anxiety due to my account. And I see myself as responsible. So how shall I now see you who do not deserve to suffer?
Right.
And then, on top of that, seeing that you are surviving by procuring food that you have to get yourself. So then he, at this point then, was cursing the wicked sons of Dhritarashtra. So Yudhishthira sat down and started crying. Right? In Indraprastha he had maintained tens of thousands of brahmanas. And now he could not even provide food for one. So seeing the king so dejected, then the brahmana Shonaka consoled him. So speaking from the Vedas, then he said, a thousand causes for grief and 100 causes of fear. These overwhelm the ignorant day by day. But they never overwhelm those who are learned. So he said, O king, intelligent men like you are never cast into illusion. You cannot be bewildered by reverses.
Soha nem szabadnak meg az ilyen fajta mennyiségek.
Knowing full well the eternal truth.
Mivel teljesen ismered az örök igazságot.
So bring that mind of that Veda to bring those thoughts to your mind now from the Veda.
És idézz fel ezeket a gondolatokat az elmékben a Védákból.
So Shonaka replied that the main cause of suffering in this world is attachment to matter. So as a fire in a tree, hollow, then can burn all the way to the roots, a tree. So same way as small attachment to something can completely consume someone.
És azt a hasonlatot mondta, hogy ahogy egy fa odvában, hogyha kiullad a tűz, akkor az egészen a gyökeréig elégetheti a fát, ugyanígy az emberben is a ragaszkodás az anyagi dolgok iránt az ilyen pusztító lehet.
Right. So one who has renounced attachment in this world, then does not suffer due to the attachments.
És azt pedig, aki lemondott arra, hogy ragaszkodjon az egyvilági dolgok iránt, az nem szenved a ragaszkodások iránt.
He becomes free from the passions and sufferings that they bring about.
Megszabadul azoktól a szenvedésektől és szenvedélyektől, amelyeket ezek okoznak.
So Yudhishthira listened attentively. Right? Being, you know, very happy hearing these truths he had heard many, many, many times.
Right?
He never tired of hearing the transcendental knowledge. So Shonaka Rishi told him that the desire for wealth and opulence, then they could never be satisfied. It is man's worst enemy. So the highest happiness comes from contentment or satisfaction. So for while the struggle for wealth, fame, and followers, and the association of loved ones is the cause of bondage and ultimate pain.
És amíg szeretetért, hírességért küzdenek, és azért, hogy mások szeressék őket, akkor ez a legnagyobb fájdalmat okozza neki.
Right. So being satisfied in whatever one's position, this is the actual route to happiness.
És hogyha az ember megelégszik a valódi, azzal az éppen helyzetben, azzal a helyzetben, amiben éppen van, akkor ez a valódi boldogságnak a gyökere.
So Yudhishthira, you know, he's talking to Yudhishthira that he should not desire anything. Right? Do not desire even to accumulate wealth for good purposes. It is better to never have touched mud than to have to wash it off after having touched it. So if you wish to acquire virtue, then you should give up all desires for wealth. So Yudhishthira, he sat puzzled.
He
said, O Rishi, I do not desire anything for myself. I only desire enough wealth to support the Brahmanas. What is the use of householder life if you cannot take care of one's dependents?
Mi az értelme a családos életnek, hogyha az ember nem tud gondoskodni azokról, akik rajta, akik tőle függenek?
Is it not the duty of householders to maintain both his family and the Brahmins and the Brahmacharis?
Nem a családosok feladat, hogy eltartsák a családtagjaikat, a Brahmanákat és a Brahmacharikat?
Right. So too, a householder should welcome and take care of guests and travelers.
És ráadásul még egy családosnak mindig vendégszeretettel kell fogadni a vendégeket és az utazókat.
This is said to be the path of true virtue.
Azt mondják, hogy ez az igaz erénynek az útja.
So what is your opinion, O learned Brahman?
Mi a te véleményed erről, O bölcs Brahman?
So then Shonaka replied that, alas, the world is full of contradictions. That which makes the religious persons ashamed makes the wicked people very happy. Moved by ignorance and passion, the men act simply to satisfy the tongue, belly, and genitals.
A szenvedéktől és a tudatlanságtól hajtva az ember az csak a nyelvét, a gyomrát és a nemi szerveit akarja elégedetíteni.
This comes back to then the material joy of sense objects.
Akkor az érzékek kapcsolatba kerülnek az érzéktárgyakkal, a materiális érzékek élvezik.
Nashishi Radhe Shamasundar ki. So blinded by desire, then the materialist, following the dictates of the senses, then they mistake sense gratification for real happiness.
És a materialisták, akik csak az érzékeikre hallgatnak, és elmerülnek az érzékek élvezetébe, akkor az érzékeik is boldog gondolják.
So Shonaka explained that even the pious men may be overcome by by desires when associating with the material world and its enjoyable objects. So Yudhishthira had already attained success in householder life, so now he should turn his attention to asceticism and his practice of yoga. To attain spiritual success. So by his spiritual power, then he would be able to support the Brahmanas. So Yudhishthira thanked the Shonaka for his instructions, which he said he would follow. So, still desiring to find a way in which he could maintain all those rishis that were following them into the forest, he went to Domya. So he said to the sage, he says, I cannot abandon the Brahmins, but at the same time I cannot maintain them, so what should I do? So Domya reflected on Yudhishthira's question for some time, and then he answered. Said, long ago, all creatures on the earth, and they were feeling hunger. So feeling compassion upon them, the Surya drew up water from the ocean. So then he stayed over the earth, and then the moon then converted this water vapor into clouds. So then the rain fell, and with that combination of the rain and sun, then the food grew. So he said, thus all living beings are supported by the sun. So take shelter of the sun god, and surely you will be able to fulfill your desire. So Domya then explained how the kings in the past had all supported their subjects by their own ascetic power and merit. So he immediately understood what he should do, that he should worship the sun god with an ascetic vow. So he asked Domya then what process he should follow. So Domya instructed Yudhishthira in the 108 names of the sun god, as well as various Vedic prayers that he should recite. And so then, gaining this, then Yudhishthira entered the Ganges and facing the sun and started to offer his various prayers and mantras. So he didn't eat any food or drink any water for many days. And he controlled his breathing or stopped his breathing through the pranayama process. And giving up sleep, then the king praised the sun god straight for while standing in the water of the Ganga. So after 3 days, then the sun god, you know, in his dazzling form, appeared before Yudhishthira. Right, and said that I am pleased with your prayers and austerities. He said, O king, you shall get all that you desire.
He
said, I shall provide you with food for your 12 years while you're in the forest. So then the sun god gave to Yudhishthir a large copper plate. And with gave the following instruction.
Right?
Said that when Draupadi has cooked a meal, she should place this on this plate. And so then this food will be of inexhaustible quantity that one can serve from this plate.
És akkor ettől az élelemhez korlátlan mennyiségű válik, és akkor erről a tányérról a tányérról majd felszolgálhatom.
Until the time she eats.
És ez mindaddig így lesz, amíg ő nem eszik.
Right? Once she eats, then it will be finished.
Hogyha aznap ő már evett, akkor ennek vége van.
So thus you can serve any number of persons from this plate.
És akkor erről a tárcáról akárhány ember meg lehet evetni.
So then the sun god then rose up into the air and vanished, but as he was rising, he said, after 14 years, then you will regain your kingdom. So Yudhishthir came out of the river with the plate, and he went to Domya and offered his obeisances, touching his feet.
Yudhishthir kijött a folyóból, kezében a tárcával, és oda ment Dómiához, és a udvarlását ajánlotta neki, megérintette a lábát.
And then with great happiness he embraced all his brothers.
És nagy boldogsággal megölelte az összes fivérét.
And then handed the mystical plate to Draupadi.
És átnyújtotta a misztikus tárcát Draupadinak.
So she immediately cooked a meal and placed it on the plate. And after offering the food to the Lord with appropriate prayers, then she served the Brahmins. So much to her amazement and delight, she saw as she served, then immediately whatever she took off the plate was immediately replenished.
Ámulatára azt látta, hogy amikor levet valamit a tárcáról, akkor az azonnal utána pótlódott.
So it was only then when she sat down and took her own meal that she saw that the plate was now empty.
És a tárca csak akkor indult ki, amikor végre már ő is lejött és elfogyasztotta az ételét.
So then, after they had all eaten, then the Pandavas blessed by the Brahmanas, then and Vedic prayers and rituals, then set out for the Kamika forest with hundreds of Brahmanas. Any questions on this?
It was mentioned in this chapter that happiness is in reality is contentment or satisfaction, and satisfaction means that we are satisfied. That it was mentioned earlier that satisfaction means that we live in the present. And how can it be in harmony with another statement or instruction, namely that we should always plan for the future in connection with our Krishna conscious development? So how this can be put together?
Means we don't maintain desire for wealth. Right? Means if we're in anxiety about the future, then we must plan for the future. But along with that plan will come some anxiety. But if we're free from desire, then we make no plans, so there's no anxiety now nor in the future.
Hogyha nincsen aggodalmunk, akkor nem aggódunk, és akkor nincsen
Means whatever we have, we'll be happy with. Because we know that no matter what our endeavor is, we'll still only have how much we deserve. You understand? It means if one can be satisfied, then one doesn't have to worry for these things. But if there is a worry, then you must plan. Right? But know that along with this, then there will be some anxiety because plans don't always seem to go the way we want them to. Right? So if we're satisfied with what Krishna arranges, then no anxieties. But if later on, if things don't go as we want, and we're going to blame someone or blame Krishna like this, then better we make our own arrangements. Then making those our own arrangements, if then when they don't work, then we have no one to blame but ourselves.
Mert hogyha mi magunk tesszük meg az elrendezéseket, és azok nem működnek, akkor nem lesz senki, akit vádolhatnánk, csak saját magunk.
Does that make sense? Something else? Yeah.
Amikor ez a...
This horrible event happened, and the Pandavas were exiled into the forest, then the Brahmanas refused to perform any sacrifices. And was it a kind of protest from the silent protest from the part of the Brahmanas, or a kind of strike that they
made? Yeah, basically. Because then the benefits of those sacrifices would go to the king, and they don't want to benefit such sinful people.
Mert az áldozatoknak a haszna az a királyra szállott hajtani egy ilyen bűnös királynak.
Akkor egészen 14 évig, tehát amíg ott uralkodtak, addig nem is voltak ilyen vallásos kötelezettségek.
So during those 14 years that the Pandavas were in the forest, all these religious duties ceased to function.
I'm not sure. I think later than they started up again, but at that time. Yeah. So whether those Brahmins started up, or those Brahmins went with the Pandavas, or they got new Brahmins, I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
De hogy most azok a brámanák kezdték el újra, akik abba hagyták, hogy azok a brámanák, azok elmentek a pándavákkal, és akkor újabb brámanákat hoztak a királyságba, és azok kezdték el, amit ott ezt nem tudom.
Anything else?
Valami más?
No.
So the question is in connection with planning, that if we plan in order to plan how to serve, how to progress in serving Krishna, or how to better our service from Krishna, then this kind of planning is also accompanied by anxiety. Does it have the same effect?
No. This point that Shaunaka Rishi was saying is in connection with wealth.
That
means for one's own personal wealth.
So is ember saját személyes
vagyonát. Or wealth for one's own service.
Vagy pedig az, hogy a vagyont ezt a saját magának a szolgálatára akarja felhasználni.
Right. So then, what his point is that one should not worry for wealth for oneself. That will come on its own accord. You should worry about performance of your occupational duties to please the Lord.
Mm-hmm. aggódjunk, hogy hogyan tudjuk jobban szolgálni az Urat.
And the most important aspect is our service to the Lord.
A legfontosabb aspektus az Úrnak végzett szolgálatunk.
So if we have that devotional attitude towards the Lord, then everything will become perfect.
Hogyha ebben az odaadó attitűdünk az Úr iránt, akkor minden tökéletessé válik.
Right, because then everything else will work nicely. But if one, you know, yeah, that's the point. But making plans on your devotional service and all that, that's not included in this. That's, we should be absorbing ourselves in how to serve the Lord.
Az, hogy a terveket csinálunk az odaadó szolgálatunkkal kapcsolatban, aznak történnie kell, tehát nekünk terveznünk kell azt, hogy hogyan szolgáljuk az Urat.
Right, so remembering the Lord, serving the Lord, these we should always be doing.
Az, hogy emlékezünk az Úrra, szolgáljuk az Urat, ezeket mindig csinálunk kell.
Right, still, ultimately, then we leave it up to Krishna.
És de végsősorban úgyis mindent Krishnára bízunk.
Right, man proposes, God disposes.
Ember tervez, Isten végez.
Like that. So ultimately, it's up to Krishna. Yes.
So, should that tell us how to decide whether it's not subjective to decide that something is a need or something is a bad already?
Something is a need or
something is a need that has to be addressed, or something is an unnecessary bad.
Means one sees, depending upon one's position, one has particular duties.
Tehát az embernek a pozíciójától függően vannak kötelességei, amiket el kell látni.
So if those activities that can be performed for the Lord's pleasure, then those things one endeavors for.
És akkor azok utána kötelességek, vagy azok utána tevékenységek után, amelyeket az Úr elégedettsége érdekében végzünk, azokra az ember törekszik.
But those things that are not appropriate for us or are against religious principles or devotional principles, then those aren't worth desiring.
De azok a tevékenységek, vagy azok a dolgok, amelyek nem megfelelőek a számunkra, vagy pedig nem vallásos vagy odaadó dolgok, akkor azokra fölösleges vágyni.
So desiring those things which are engageable in the Lord's service and are appropriate for our situation, then that is okay.
De hogyha olyan dolgokra vágyunk, amelyek lefoglalhatóak az Úr szolgálatában és megfelelőek az adott helyzetünknek, akkor ezekre megfelelő, hogyha vágyunk.
Right, so those things that are inappropriate or not engaged, able to be engaged in Krishna's service, then we should avoid those.
Azokat a dolgokat pedig, amelyek nem megfelelőek, vagy nem tudnak lefoglalni az Úr szolgálatában, azokat elkerüljük.
Okay. Say valami más. You're supposed to translate. No, I said valami más.
Anything else?
Yes, thank you.
As a householder, how do you distinguish where you draw the line when you have family and responsibility to accumulate some wealth for the future for that family?
Mint családos ember, az ember hogy tudja egyensúlyba tartani azt, hogy családos emberként kötelessége valamennyi gazdagságot felhalmozni a családok részére a jövőre nézve.
So it means that by performing a standard amount of work, then what one gets, then a portion of that must be kept aside.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy ha az ember egy ilyen standard mennyiségű munkát végez, amennyi eredményt azért kap, akkor annak egy részét félre kell tenni.
But working more than what standard is not important.
De az nem fontos, hogy az ember többet dolgozzon, mint amennyi standard, vagy amennyi normális.
In other words, the intelligent way of living is seeing in your standard amount of work, you know, in an appropriate occupation, how much comes in.
Tehát a dolgoknak az a normális életmód az, hogyha az ember normális mennyiségű munkával megnézi, hogy mennyi jövedelem származik abból.
And based on that, then you plan your life.
És akkor ez alapján fogod megtervezni az életedet.
Right? You don't plan your life and then over-endeavor for things that are beyond one's reach.
Nem pedig az történik, hogy az ember először megtervezi az életét, és aztán pedig túlzott erőfeszítéseket tesz, amelyek így túlmutatnak az ő lehetőségei.
So what one gets, then a portion of that should be given in charity, portion be, should be put away for emergency, and then the, then what's left, that can be lived off of.
És aztán amit az ember keres, vagy kap, akkor annak egy részét adományba kell adni, egy másik részét víz esetére félre kell tenni, és ami meg marad, annak pedig kell élnie.
Because by our, through our endeavors, there's only a certain amount we can gain.
Mert a saját erőfeszítésünk árán csak egy bizonyos mennyiséget tudunk kapni.
Because so on the material platform, then so much is based on our previous activities.
Mert anyagi szinten annyi minden a korábbi tetteinknek az alapján történik.
So whether we endeavor more or less, the same amount will come. Right. So, you know, it's just like you have a, let's say somebody has a job. And for this week, then let us say 1 week he takes sick leave for 1 or 2 days, and the next week he, you know, stays back at the office a few extra hours.
És akkor mondjuk egy hétig, egy-két napot kivesz szabadságra, és a következő héten meg pár órát tovább marad bent, túlórázik az irodában.
But at the end of both weeks he'll be paid exactly the same.
De mind a két hétnek a végén ugyanazt az összeget kapja meg fizetésként.
He won't get more or less.
Nem kap kevesebbet vagy többet.
But if he constantly doesn't go to work, then in the future he will lose that job and get nothing.
De hogyha folyamatosan nem megy munkába, akkor a jövőben el fogja veszíteni ezt az állást, és van nem kap semmit.
Right. Or if he does his work nicely, then in the future he may be paid more.
És hogyha meg szépen végzi a munkáját, akkor a jövőben lehet, hogy már többet fog kapni.
Right. Like that. So the same way is therefore one puts in just the standard amount of endeavor, not more than that.
Ez azt jelenti, az ember csak normális mennyiségű erőfeszítést fektet ebbe, és nem többet.
Otherwise, then his spiritual life, you know, his family life will be disturbed.
Máskülönben a lelki élete és a családi élete tévedő zavartával.
Maybe because money does not actually buy happiness or satisfaction.
Mert a pénzzel nem lehet valójában boldogságot vagy elégedettséget vásárolni.
Right? You know, generally, you know, it's very rare that you find marriages or family life breaks up because there's, you know, sufficient money.
Szóval általában nagyon ritka, hogy azt látjuk, hogy a családi élet az azért bomlik föl, mert nem volt elég, vagy a családi élet felbomlik, mert elég volt a pénz.
Right. Or that there's less money.
Vagy pedig amilyen bomlik fel, mert kevés volt a pénz.
Because less or more depends on the definition of the individual.
Right.
Families have difficulty because of the relationships. If the relationships don't run properly, that's where the problem comes.
Right.
Limit the
desires of children, all those material objects, without actually depriving or forcing them to do
it. Saying is that we grow up in a materialistic world, so the children are exposed to it. So how do we limit the desires of the children without causing, you know, depravity?
Szóval egy materialista világban élünk, és a gyerekek ki vannak téve ennek a világ hatásainak, és akkor hogyan valósítsuk azt, hogy a gyerekeknek ne legyen túl sok vágyuk, de ugyanakkor meg nem, nem is tudom, szóval nem depravity.
Someone suffers due to not having enough.
De ugyanakkor az sem arra se kényszerítjük őket, hogy szenvedjenek, amiatt, hogy nincs nekik elég.
Main thing is there has to be some standards in the house that the parents, they themselves, are committed to.
A fő dolog az, hogy a házon belül, az otthonon belül kellenek olyan standardek, amelyek iránt a szülők maguk elkötelezettek.
And those standards are consistent.
És ezek a standardek következetesek.
So from a young age, then the children are trained in these standards. Then when they get older, they will maintain basically the same standards.
És hogyha ezek a gyerekeket már kiskorúktól fogva képezünk ezekre a standardekre, akkor hogyha fölülnek, akkor is meg fogják tartani ugyanezeket a standardeket.
Right. Standards don't happen automatically, they have to be trained.
Ezek a standardek, ezek nem sajátítódnak el automatikusan, ezeket képezni kell őket.
So then the children will feel secure in the home, and the values of the home will be their values. So then they will not be much inclined or disturbed by outside, you know, temporary values.
És akkor a gyerekek biztonságban fogják érezni magukat otthon, és az otthoni értékek azok a saját értékeik lesznek, és akkor nem fogja őket megzavarni a külvilágnak az értékrendje.
That's the main thing. You have standards and you are committed yourself to those standards. Then you can get your children to also appreciate those standards.
Vannak standardjaid, és a gyerekeket is elkötelezted ezek mellett a standardek mellett, és akkor a gyerekek is magukivá teszik ezt.
Right. Because otherwise, if we look at it, even the most liberal parents, they have their limits, and if the children cross the limits, they become upset.
Mert hogyha jól megnézzük, akkor még a legszabadelvűbb szülőknek is megvannak azok a korlátok, amelyeket nem hágnak át, és hogyha a gyerekek azok mégis átfelják ezeket a korlátokat, akkor a szülő nagyon ideges lesz.
So even though there is talk of objective liberality, liberality is always very subjective.
És még akkor is, hogyha beszélnek ilyen objektív szabadelvűségről, a szabadelvűség az mindig teljesen szubjektív.
So there'll be a limit anyway. So if your limits are based on Krishna conscious values and those are trained, then they'll be satisfied. Otherwise, if we claim liberality, then the children will just keep going farther and farther, and when they reach that limit, we'll get disturbed anyway.
És hogyha meg inkább azt állítjuk magunkról, hogy liberálisak vagyunk, és a gyerekek meg állandóan újra és újra át fogják hágni a korlátokat, amik ebben benne vannak, akkor úgyis ez zavarni fog bennünket.
Jai Shri Radhe Shyama Sundar Ki. If we check around us, then in the modern culture, then those materialists who give their children all those things that all the children want, the children still, when they come of age, move out of the house.
Hogyha körülnézünk magunk körül, és azt látjuk, hogy ezek a szabad elvű, nagy elvű szülők mindent biztosítanak a gyerekek számára, amit azok megkívánnak, akkor is azt látjuk, hogy a gyerekek nagykorúak lesznek, akkor elköltöznek otthonról.
And when they become mature, put their parents in an old age home.
És amikor életet kívánnak, akkor a szüleiket beteszik idősek otthonába.
So therefore, better to start now, trying to, you know, or maintain one's standards, because whether, even if they don't like it, the result will be the same.
És akkor jobb, hogy az ember most elkezdi fenntartani a standardjait, mert még akkor is, hogy a gyerekeknek ez nem tetszik, akkor is az eredmény ugyanaz lesz.
And if they do appreciate it, then the result will be different.
Ha pedig értékelik ezeket a standardeket, akkor az eredmény különböző lesz.
But if Krishna conscious parents give in to materialistic desires, the results will be the same as materialists.
De hogyha a kisebb szülők azok így beadják a gyerekeket az anyagi vágyaknak, akkor az eredmény ugyanaz lesz, mint a materialisták számára.
Right? It's very uncool to live with your parents.
Nagyon nem menő dolog, hogyha az ember a szüleivel él.
You only do it because by law you have to till you're 18.
Csak azért csinálod, mert a törvény az kötelez téged arra, hogy amíg 18 éves nem leszel, akkor velük kell élned.
Because no matter how liberal the parents are, they're still not liberal enough. Right, and anyone over 30 you can't trust anyway. Right. And anyway, whatever you do, they'll do something different. On the material platform. Like once I saw this cartoon. And they had these two parents who were completely, you know, like very hippie, new agey, completely, you know, just whatever the young people were doing. You know, like this. And then, you know, so then into their house walked their kid. Right? And the kid was dressed in very nice little shoes and short pants and his hair combed very nicely in a tie. Right, and the father turned to the mother and said, "Where did we go wrong?" Right, so if the parents were, you know, having tattoos and, you know, do funny things with their, put the gel in their hair and how you say, what else, you know, snort cocaine and do all that stuff, then there's a good chance the kid would just be straight, because he wants to, you know, who does what their parents does? You know, he'd probably go to, you know, Harrow and, you know, stuff like that, get a job down on, in the, what do you call it, in the business district and stuff like that.
És akkor, hogyha meg a szülők tele vannak tetoválva, és amikor mindenféle hülyeséget csinálnak, mint zselézik és kokain szippantanak, akkor nagy esély van arra, hogy a gyerek aznak teljesen józan életet fog élni a Harvardra, és aztán az üzleti negyedbe helyezkedik el.
Okay. So the thing is that if the parents don't have values and give those values to their children, then the children will take something opposite from the parents.
A lényeg az, hogyha a szülőknek nincs egy értékrendjük, és ezt az értékrendet nem tanítják meg a gyereküknek, akkor az lesz úgy is, hogy a gyerek az ellentétét fogja csinálni annak, mint amit a szülője csinál.
So if the parents aren't successful in giving those values, then the children will find their own.
Hogyha a szülőknek nem sikerül átadni a saját értékrendjüket, akkor a gyerekek úgy is megtalálják a sajátjukat.
Right? And until they're over 30 and not able to be trusted, then they'll notice or appreciate what their parents did for them.
És hogyha már ők is letöltötték a 30-at, és már bennük se lehet megbízni, akkor majd fogják értékelni azt, amit a szüleik tettek értük.
That make sense? So now it's getting dark. So we'll end here. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, samavitā bhaktivrinda ki, jāyanitā gaura prema nandini.